while her court practiced slam dunking Portuguese generals, colonial skulls, and decanopic jars made from Kabbalistic urns in Bombay by the Zoroastrian diasporadics who became porcelain emperors from the province of homegrown Earl Mogul tea, which was made, if you may wonder, from the tender stalks of famous comedian scalps, because the Iroquois tribe didn't take to hell the notion that piracy was at its peak in the early 20th century off Long Island, sounding all too coincidentally similar to an old Richard Harris ballad, cracking on a 78 phono player in the droop band of the Red Leather.